If someone's easily offended, you might say, they sure are.
Well, sometimes you could use fractious. You sure are fractious. But there's something else too. Let's see. Easily upset.
A little more of a joking nature. If your wife sort of snapped at you in the morning, you might say, you sure are this morning.
I've been trying to think of the word she uses sometimes. I guess I'll have to get mad at me tonight. Cranky sometimes, you would say. And that wouldn't be the word to use there, though. I don't know.
You use the word touchy?
Yes, but that's not
the one you're thinking of. She has another word that she uses. If you think of it, tell me, okay? If someone, another word for someone who gets mad, you might say he is.
You mean another word for mad?
Yeah.
Like angry, sure is angry?
Mm-hmm. Which would you use?
I say mad. I hardly ever use the word angry.
Do you think of it as being more formal?
Yes.
If someone were about to get panicked, for example, if you had a group of people in the auditorium upstairs and someone had rumored that there was a fire, you might make an announcement to them. What kind of an announcement might you make, wanting them to settle down? You might say, now, keep
calm. There's no reason to be upset. There's no fire.
Okay. When you go home at night after a hard day, you sure are
tired.
Now, is there a strong word that you might use instead of tired for a really, really bad day? I sure am something.
No. I don't think of any.
Do you ever use worn out?
Yes.
Or something like that? Would this be more than tired?
No.
It wouldn't. It'd just be the same.
Yes.
Okay. When someone becomes ill, you might say she
is sick.
Mm-hmm. And when you talk about it, you might say she was all right and all of a sudden she.
That's before she got sick.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I want you to. Then what about someone who gets a cold? How would you refer to that?
He caught a cold.
Okay. And when you catch a cold, you get where you sound sort of raspy when you talk, and you can say you're
hoarse.
And this is a is a
clear in my throat. Coughing.
Okay. We'll talk about the word take. I don't like to medicine.
Take medicine.
Yesterday I
took some medicine.
I have medicine for the past 3 weeks.
I have taken medicine for the past 3 weeks.
Someone who doesn't hear well is?
Deaf.
And another word for perspiration is?
Sweat.
All right. When water is brought to a bubble, it is brought to a?
Boil.
Now, do you think of this boil as a kind of sore as well?
No, not in that sense.
But no, not really in that sense, but do you use think mm-hmm. of the word mm-hmm. as what how do you describe then as compared to sore? How would you think of a boil?
Oh, that's one of the most painful things in the world. It's also called a carbuncle, rising. I've had it.
Oh, really?